My name's Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micro motivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 4. Today's message is incorporate exercise into your day. Now, some of you may be doing this already, and some of you may find this a bit scary or overwhelming, and I'm here to share with you a few things that can help. So first, I'm just going to start with a little story. I work remotely, a full-time job, and I've been doing that for the last 12 and a half years or so. For the longest time in that span, I felt very tethered to my computer. I didn't want to miss a message that was coming in. I didn't want to, delay a reaction to an important customer message or an internal message. And I wanted to be fully present in my work. So that really kept me by the computer. I spent a ton of my time in meetings, both being a support for internal staff and for customers. But I started to notice that I was having a little bit of a problem when I would stand up after being in a lot of meetings and start to feel stiff, where it's just like, oh, well, that was a little funny. And it just was happening a little bit more frequently. So I decided I needed to do something about that. So I got myself an Apple Watch. Now, why did I do that? Because it had this feature that just reminded you to stand for 1 minute every hour. Simple enough, right? Not too hard. It's just standing. But clearly, I was not even doing that. I was not even like getting up to move because I was feeling very tethered. So I wanted to make sure also that I had some headphones that were not wired anymore. And it's really wonderful to see how far technology has come just over the last several years. Because, I would have to have first off, a phone. I mean, nowadays you can do all kinds of calls through technology, like, I don't even have a work phone anymore. It's just Teams. So we've come a long way for that. Don't have the microphones attached to your face. And if they're not in the right position, you can't hear, but so many advances with Bluetooth and having those headphones with built-in microphones is really a wonderful way that we've gone with technology. So It's been great to, have these evolutions in technology also to help with some little motivation to get moving. So, after I got, comfortable with my Apple Watch, so simply standing for 1 minute, 12 hours a day, I moved on to wanting to go further, right? So I have this activity, kind of rings that give you some little dopamine effects for motivation as you move. Hey, you've achieved a goal, which is just a nice thing to see. So, I moved from just hitting that standing goal to trying to do the exercise goal, which is 30 minutes a day. I tend to be goal oriented. And, I'd like to see just, is there something I can do for a year? Usually for me, that's the amount of time. Now, you might want to think about a shorter period of time. Is it something I can do for a month? Is it something I can do for 3 months? Look at what is important to you as far as the timeline. For me, I like the beginning and ending that kind of happens in a calendar year. So, as you look to what are the kinds of things that can do to move that exercise needle on your Apple Watch, or whatever, I'm not just saying Apple, you can use whatever other, I'm sure there's many others that are out there now. Also, like a Fitbit tracker or whatever. So you could be doing this exercising with just, some very simple things. It could be walking, it could be cleaning, and maybe even making bread. There is a lot of energy that is needed into, making sure that you're, turning the bread right. And so, for me, it didn't really matter. Whatever it was, these little things, as long as I hit 30 minutes. And that's however that watch would recognize my activity. So after, I've got really comfortable with the exercise goal, whatever that was, then I wanted to move on to the move goal that is a part of that sort of activity ring to make sure that I was hitting a certain number of calories, being burned during the day. So this one may have been a little bit tougher because, again, like being pretty sedentary for, several hours of the day. But I was still able to make it work. It was not really that hard. Some days you feel a bit more lazy than others, and that's totally understandable. So now you can see how I got started. But how can you go about getting started with moving? The first thing that you can do is pull your sneakers out of the closet and put them where you can see them. James Clear writes about this in his book, Atomic Habits. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend it. He shares a path to getting to a marathon. And the first thing that you can do is to put your sneakers on. Quite simple, right? These little actions that get you in the mindset of moving. So we discussed the importance of visual cues in our first episode on creating a vision board. And, we might see that as a bit of a recurring theme because if you want to do something, you have to be able to see it. That's a lot with manifesting in life. You have to be able to see it for it to become a reality. Now, I don't expect to have a bunch of marathon runners here, but if that is your goal, then that's fantastic. Go for it. I support you, and want to see you achieve that goal. There are many things that can come for us and, block us from having that time. Having that little time just to put ourselves first or to make the time for movement. You could be taking care of elderly parents or your kids. You can have a very demanding job, or you could be working hard in your community. Whatever it is that's holding you back, I am here to give you permission just to take a few minutes and go for a walk or take a yoga class or do some Pilates or just take a few minutes to stretch and breathe. Again, these simple things can make a big difference. Over the years, I've explored some different types of exercise as well. A few years ago, I joined HotWorks and I work out in a sauna. Now, the heat might not appeal to all of you, but one of the things that was very appealing to me was that, I signed up right after COVID and there were only three people at most in a room. Also, I'm cold a lot, so I enjoy heat and I also enjoy cycling. I tried most of the options that they have. They have a lot of different workout rooms that you can utilize for things like yoga and Pilates and things like that. But by far, cycling is my favorite. At 125 degrees, the sauna really helps your muscles to relax as well. And so I can admit that I am not the best at relaxing, but I know that it's important. So this helps your muscles to relax and to move. So it's one thing that I enjoy. I also like walking. My favorite is to simply walk around the neighborhood with my son. He's been quite a good sport to go with me, especially as he enters his tween years. But as I mentioned, I don't love cold, so we don't go for too many walks in the winter. But this is a great time to exercise with videos or even video games. Several years ago, we started with Wii Fit. They had all different sports that helped with movement, even though you were just in your living room. And more recently, we used Just Dance for the Nintendo Switch. And we spent a fair amount of time using it for exercise during winter months and trying to improve our dance moves. And now my son uses VR for video games. He certainly gets a workout with that. And I can tell by his sweat level and his red face when he comes up. We do have some time limits imposed on his VR activity, which I think most parents do want to make sure that he stay connected to this world. So, and that's something else that you can do. You can also find tons of videos on YouTube or on other platforms. You know, look at things and you can just do some workout videos in your living room. So I will share some videos that I have found that I liked with you, particularly with walking or strength training. And, you know, I tend to look ahead a little bit to see what I can do to avoid future problems as we age. So I started strength training about a year ago. It's been good for me to learn form, to learn technique, you know, working with a trainer one-on-one to help with that. That can get pretty expensive, but for me, like I really wanted to learn a bit more. So I use the Perfect Workout. I know that they're not available in all locations, but if there's one near you, I can say that they're very good at teaching me about the machines and also, you know, how to use them for strength. So it focuses a lot on getting to a place of muscle failure. So just the repetitions that you can do in about a minute or so that will lead to, you know, feeling a little bit jiggly in your arms or legs. I'm pretty proud that I've been able to get to like 400 pounds on a leg press. My overall physique would probably not give you that guess of that strength, but it is fun for me to surprise the new trainers who are seeing that high level of activity for a leg press. Now, my arms are way weaker. And that's something that I'm working on. You know, this is just things for you to recognize about yourself and what you can do, and learning through this is a part of the process. Learning about what you like and what you don't like, you know, whether things that are community or group activities are better for you, or whether you want to work in an individual way. You know, some of these things that we do, we kind of need a motivation buddy. So think about that and check in with your friends to see if, you know, there's someone who may go want to go along the journey with you. So as we get older, movement and strength become increasingly important for longevity. When I asked my husband's aunt's father what his secret was to a long life, he said, "You have to keep moving." This was a few years ago. He's 101 now. It's amazing. He's just an amazing guy, and it's great to see how these things have helped him. He kept moving even as he got older, and that was really important. So, whatever form of exercise you decide to do, it's okay. Just do something. If that something bores you after a while, try something else. Just keep incorporating exercise into your day, and remember, this message is for you.